going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
He's dancing around now. Third, look out.
He's 40 feet coming down the line. Oh, he's stealing home. Here he comes. Throw. Not in time. Jaren Duran steals home.
That was Jaren Duran. Quite a complex weekend for him in Cleveland. I'll tell you.
Stealing home.
Stealing home is awesome. And that's a straight steal of home.
Oh, yeah.
That is not what happened yesterday with Romy Gonzalez.
Yeah.
Or what Duran has done multiple times in his career. I think both last season.
Mm-hmm.
Like a double steal. Guy takes off for second, throw goes down. You break for home.
Yeah.
This was a straight steal of home.
I still remember when Billy Hatcher did it back in the day.
Do you?
90s Red Sox, Billy Hatcher stole home.
I remember the Ellsbury one, and that clip was making the rounds the other day. I think Boston Sports Gordo put this out. It was 16 years to the day.
It's bizarre.
Where Duran had the straight steal of home, and J.D. Drew's reaction to that was incredible. He just stood there and was just like, whatever.
It might be the best play in baseball.
Okay, it might be. It's one of the more exciting plays, certainly in baseball. It might be one of the more exciting plays. The guy breaks for home.
I was going to say, like,
the pitcher's right there. The guy breaks for home.
Shortlist in baseball, I really like a absolute cannon arm from the outfield. So whether it's like a right fielder to third base or any outfielder home.
Abreu had a good one when we were at it the other day. It didn't mean anything, but he kept the guy from going home. Abreu
True.
Had a bullet from
right field. I like one of those.
Yep.
Robbing a home run is great.
That's nice.
Pulling it out. Like, especially like Fenway has a bunch of spots you can do it. Some other stadiums like don't. Then some have like really good ones. So like robbing a home run, throwing a guy out from the outfield. Stealing home might be better than all of them.
I mean, I think a good
stealing home.
I think stealing home would be at the top of the list in terms of just excitement level.
Yeah.
It's hard to beat that. And again, that's a straight steal. You know, some of the background on it is, I guess, the third base coach overheard they were going to go full windup. Duran's like, it's insulting. He just hit a triple, by the way.
Yeah.
Duran's like, it's insulting. He's going to give me a full windup here. And he's like, the second he did it, I went.
And it was super close, too.
It was.
He slid right in. And it's like, I always thought, like, man, aren't you afraid you're going to get, like, hit in the head? Like when you're going full tilt boogie and you got a guy throwing 95 miles an hour, you don't know where it's going to go. It could be like low and inside, hits you right in the bean. So no, I'm not doing that.
So unbelievably exciting play. He's an exciting player. He had a very good weekend in Cleveland, bunch of hits in the games over the weekend. He also had an incident, and I'm reading here from MLB.com. The weekend ended on a sour note when Duran was involved in an incident with a fan in the middle of the seventh inning. The fan initially yelled at Duran as he was running back to Boston's dugout after flying out. Duran intimated after the game the fan's comment was a reference to Duran's suicide attempt, which he opened up to in the Netflix special The Clubhouse. The Guardians put out a statement on this over the weekend. We're aware of the situation that took place during today's game between a fan and one of the Red Sox players. It violated our code of conduct policy. We recognize the gravity of the behavior at issue here and take very seriously the conduct of this nature. We apologize, the player involved, and the fans, et cetera, right? So big statement here that the team put out. Obviously, the fan's a lowlife. I mean, that goes without saying.
Yeah, I'm going to be the first to say it. He shouldn't have said that.
Okay,
that guy
you.
Shouldn't have said that.
So, like, we all agree with that.
Yes.
Obviously, what the fan said is reprehensible
right.
and shouldn't be said and directed at Jaren Duran. to me, what's interesting about the story, and it's awful that Durant has to deal with it, how do you think Durant dealt with it? Should he be mixing it up with fans, yelling at fans? And, I mean, let's face it, this is probably not the only time you're going to hear something like that. Fans are drunk and awful, and you're going to hear things like this. Is he going to be able to, and it's probably very difficult, I haven't had to deal with it, but it's probably very difficult to restrain yourself and hold yourself back. Is he going to be able to do it? Do you even care that he does that? Are you okay with how he carried himself? Like, what do we think of that whole incident?
Yeah, it's tough because we like to think that, hey, we live in a proper society and people know what they can and can't say at the ball game or at the basketball game or at the hockey game or whatever. But unfortunately, every year we find out that that's not the case. And people have said horrible things to a lot of players over the years. And this is another one of those horrible things said to a player. And so on the one hand, like as a human, you're like, I get why Jaren Duran went over there. And I would love to see Jaren Duran get, 5 minutes alone with that guy. That would have been great. However, you're also letting the world know that that's a button that you can press and you're going to get that reaction. I bet it's not going to be the last time he hears it.
Well, and he's yelled at fans for much less.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, a couple years ago, he was dealing with a lot and he was yelling at him for, catch the fly ball. Yeah, they used a stupid clip of me talking about it in the documentary.
Okay, and even in the Clubhouse documentary, we're two of the few that actually watched it, Keith.
Yeah, we didn't finish it.
But when they have that staged setup with him and
Turner?
Thank you, Justin Turner.
Yeah.
And they're in the clubhouse and they're talking, and he's like, Turner's like, how's it feel to have the cameras around, man? Like, not a stage question at all. And Durant's like, well, I kind of forgot in the opening series in Seattle. This is last year.
Yeah.
I kind of forgot in the opening series in Seattle I was mic'd up and I was getting into it with a fan. So, like, he's gotten into it with fans pretty consistently.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, what the fan said, no one's defending the fan. It's reprehensible what the fan said. He should be kicked out of the ballpark and not allowed back in. Obviously, that goes without saying.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table. And Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Is Durant going to be able to, distance himself from mixing it up with the fans? Do you care? And should he have to? Because I think the more you're arguing with fans and getting into spats with fans, the more, and again, this is crossing a significant red line. But he's yelled at fans for less. He's got a track record of doing it. And at some point, does it invite more of it from fans? Not a comment this bad, but just fans chirping him and he gets into it.
Well, yeah, and I think because it's a story, I think it's going to, people are picking up on it. They hear what was said. And unfortunately, there's going to be guys in the outfield, guys behind home plate, whatever it might be, like throughout the rest of this season, throughout the rest of his career, that if they're looking to get a response out of Jaren Duran, and that's the thing. How many times is it just these guys, they might even be filming it, they might even be whatever. And so, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think he felt like that was the way to go about it. I know even the Guardians are supporting him and the team is supporting him and everything else, but you wonder, is this going to lead to more of those? Because maybe the thing you do there is you just sort of, you tell security or whatever, like, hey, there's a guy over here, and this is what he said. And then if that guy gets thrown out of the game, well, and if people around him are like,
so he had already been told. So what happened is he pointed out the fan coming off the field.
Yep.
He was told that security was going to intervene. He was in the clubhouse and then, or in the dugout rather, and coming out, he was yelling at the fan again after the fact.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you wonder if cooler heads can prevail there, but, you know, text line says this, 617-779-7937. I loved it. Let the dude stand up for himself. Legit came up and got a hit in his next at bat. Who cares? He's a human being. So, I mean, look, maybe you feel that way.
Yeah.
But he's been suspended for incidents yelling at fans. Mm-hmm. He's gotten into it multiple times. This one is, to me, more of a gray area than some of them in the past because of the content of what was yelled at him.
Oh, yeah.
But again, he's mixed it up with fans for a hell of a lot less. And there was more of that over the weekend. A couple of texts here, Keith. We forgot about an inside the park home run.
Oh, as far as exciting baseball plays? Yeah,
inside the park
there.
Home run or stealing home? What's a more exciting
I'm still going steal home. Inside the park home run could have like a weird kick.
So it's
and
true.
Maybe, and not to bring
speaking,
this up.
Speaking
this,
of Jaren Duran.
Yeah, it's a low moment for Jaren Duran, but just him like walking after the ball, just the guy running around the bases is
like
a lot different.
Like a clean.
What about Little League home run?
No.
Because it was one of those that was a
four
Little League
errors?
Walk-off. I think it's pretty funny to watch people throw the ball around.
That's funny, but that's more like, is that an exciting? I guess it is exciting. The
triple play.
I think the Giants walked off on a Little League home run.
Triple play is just
yesterday.
So.
Let me introduce you to a triple play. No, that's just around the horn.
Unassisted triple play.
Unassisted triple play.
That's a good one.
All right, not bad.
But inside the park home run can be up there, but it's got to be like a clean one.
It's got to be
where
good.
You hit it down there and it's rattling around. It's not somebody misplayed it or lost it in the lights and it's like a freak play.
Can't find it.
It's one where it's all about the speed. But I mean,
straight steal of home's right up there at the top.
That's nice. Yeah. An up and down weekend, if you will, for Jaren Duran.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.